You're listening to Agent Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
Your AI tools are working. Your SDLC isn't. Your board asked about AI ROI 6 months ago. You showed them the metrics. 89% AI coding assistant adoption. AI generated code at 67% of commits. Developer satisfaction up. Productivity improved 11%. They nodded. They approved more budget. But privately, you know something's off. Your competitor, the one that didn't exist 3 years ago, is shipping features in days while your teams measure velocity in sprints. Your AI investment might be failing for the same reason. They have 47 engineers. You have 1,800. They're shipping 6 times more features. You've told yourself it's their greenfield architecture, their lack of technical debt. It's not. They're not writing epics, features, and stories. You are. Pause you 1.0s. 1.0s. Here's the thing, nobody in your organization is going to say out loud, every agile artifact was built to de-risk humans writing code. Look at what each artifact actually does. User stories reduce cognitive load because humans can only hold 5 to 9 items in working memory. Story points create estimation buffers because humans discover hidden complexity while coding. Sprints calibrate feedback loops to the 15 to 20 minute cost of human context switching. Acceptance criteria prevent interpretation errors because different humans read requirements differently. Code review catches logic errors and bugs humans make when tired or rushed. Separate QA phases find defects humans introduce under deadline pressure. Every single artifact exists because of human cognitive architecture. Brilliantly for 24 years, we industrialized human risk mitigation. Then we built agents that don't have those risks. Now here's where it gets important. Agents have different failure modes. Take a human failure mode. Developer reads filter transactions by date, interprets date as calendar date only, writes code for calendar dates, QA tests with timestamps, bug discovered, timestamps don't work, root cause human interpretation error. The agile solution works perfectly here. Clear acceptance criteria, code review, QA testing. Now take an agent failure mode. Agent reads filter transactions by date. Specification doesn't define the format. Is it ISO 8601, Unix timestamp? Agent generates code using ISO 8601, it's default from training data, validation fails. Root cause, specification incompleteness. The agile solution, better story decomposition, more acceptance criteria, doesn't help. The agent didn't misinterpret, the specification was incomplete. Humans fail through misinterpretation, agents fail through specification incompleteness. Different failure modes require different artifacts. You're using artifacts designed for one failure mode to address a completely different one, the shift. Stop writing stories. Start writing perfect specifications. The old way. Write an epic, decompose into 8 stories, 3 hours. Story pointing and sprint planning, 2 hours. Development sprint with agent assistance, 2 weeks. Code review, QA phase, security review. Deploy. Timeline, 6 to 8 weeks. The new way. Spend 4 to 6 hours writing a complete specification with the agent. Agent implements code plus test plus docs in 4 hours. Validation reveals specification gaps in 2 hours. Refine the specification in 2 hours. Agent regenerates in 2 hours. Deploy. Timeline, 2 to 3 days. Same time investment, 10 times better outcome. Let me show you what a complete specification looks like. Instead of 5 separate stories, as a user, I want to filter by date, plus a test story, plus a security story, plus a QA story, you write 1 complete specification. Feature, transaction search, investment theme, customer retention efficiency, API contract, post-search transactions, P95 latency under 200 milliseconds, parameters, date range, amount range, merchant status, behavior given 10,000 transactions when filtering by date range plus amount range, then return matching transactions with pagination, security, SQL injection prevention, rate limiting, no PII and logs, performance, indexes on date, amount, status, 1 million transactions per user, pests, date edge cases, boundaries, empty results, concurrent requests, parameters, date range, merchant status. Time with agent, 4 to 6 hours. Agent implements everything, code, tests, docs, in 4 hours. No separate test stories, no separate security review, no separate QA phase. Pause the 1.5s. Pause 1.5s. Now let's talk about your hierarchy. Your current hierarchy exists to decompose work for human cognitive limits. Portfolio, program, epic, feature, story, subtask. 6 layers. Layers. If agents execute complete features from specifications in hours, why do you need 6 layers? Replace them with 3. Investment theme, software feature, executable specification. Investment themes are where you place capital, customer acquisition efficiency, platform resilience, software features are what you're building, multi-currency payments, fraud detection, executable specifications are what done looks like, written with the agent in 4 to 6 hours, complete enough that the agent implements everything. Stories, no decomposition, position. Here's why this matters strategically. Your process, 6 to 8 weeks per feature, gives you about 6.5 features per year. Your competitor's process, 2 to 4 days per feature, gives them about 90 features per year. When they test 10 product hypotheses while you test one, they find product market fit faster. They learn what customers want faster. They adapt to market shifts faster. They waste less capital on wrong directions. Year three, their product is fundamentally better because they had 14 times more at-bats. Productivity gap. This is a strategic learning velocity gap. Pause thou 25s were T5s. Now, you might be thinking specifications sound a lot like waterfall, and you'd be right to notice that. But here's why it works now. Failed because the feedback loop was too long. 2 months spec, 6 month implementation, catastrophic errors. Rapid waterfall to agents is different. 6 hour spec, 4 hour implementation, immediate gap revelation, trivial to fix. When implementation takes 4 hours instead of 4 months, specification incompleteness is cheap to fix. You get waterfall's comprehensive specifications plus Agile's rapid feedback loops. Now let me be direct about something. This can't be delegated. Transformation office will propose AI-enhanced story writing. Your PMO will create governance that protects the old system. Your Agile coaches' jobs depend on epics and story surviving. None of them will say these artifacts are broken, replace them. That call sits with you. Here's what personal leadership means. Week one, you select 3 teamists, you brief them. Investment theme to specification to agent to deploy. No epics, no stories, no sprints. Weeks 2 through 13, you review their specifications weekly. Are specs complete, testable? What cycle time versus traditional teams? Week 14, you present results to the board with hard data. Non-negotiable, your personal involvement. This is a capital allocation model change, not a process optimization. Only you can make that call. Your board will ask about AI ROI. You have 2 answers. Answer A, the optimization answer. Yes, strong ROI. 92% AI adoption, productivity up 11%, roadmap includes expanded capabilities. The board approves budget, but the reality, your competitor ships 50 features during this meeting. They're building moats using your speed as their wedge. 18 months later, the board asks why your competitor is gaining market share. Transformation answer, no. We're using AI to optimize a 2001 process instead of building a 2025 process. Our SDLC was designed for human constraints. Agents don't have those constraints. Competitors who replace epics and stories with specifications see 90% cycle time reduction. They test 14 hypotheses while we test 1. That's strategic learning velocity, not productivity. I need support for 3 pilot teamist investment theme to specifications to agent implementation. I'll review their specs weekly. 90 days to hard data. We can't keep optimizing for a constraint that no longer exists. Which answer protects shareholder value? Phi. Next week, someone will propose AI-enhanced story writing. You'll have a choice. Option 1, great, let's optimize our stories with AI. Result, 10 to 15% improvement, competitor shifts 10 times faster, board asks hard questions in 18 months. 2, no, stories are the problem, we're replacing them. Result, 3 pilot teams, 90 days, hard data, lead or learn. One is comfortable, one is leadership, one is delegatable, one requires your personal commitment, only one will work. Here's the truth. We spent 24 years buying down human risk faster. Then in 2022, we built agents that don't generate those risks, and we kept running the same risk mitigation process. Your teams sit in retrospectives every 2 weeks asking, we have all these AI tools, why isn't velocity dramatically better? Because you're making agents write user stories they don't need, wait for code reviews to catch bugs they don't make, go through separate QA for tests they generate with the code, 2025 workforce through a 2001 process. The shift is simple. Stop writing epic stories, sprint planning, start writing perfect specifications with agents, same time investment, 10 times better outcome. Every agile artifact was built to de-risk humans writing code. Agents don't have those risks. The constraint changed, the artifacts didn't. What will you do? This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.